Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, Dan Bach here, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast, all presented to you by our friends over at Fantasy Draft. It's a Friday, that means we got a great MLB slate to take us into the weekend, and then we get to hopefully parlay that into a winning week in NFL for week three. Thanks so much for the listen, the download. Like I said, Fantasy Draft, they are the preeminent sponsor of this podcast, and we gotta say thank you to them. And if you haven't gone over there, that's the best way you can do it. If you like listening to this show, if you think you get stuff out of it, very simple. Play a game or two a night, a week over at Fantasy Draft, and you know what? I think the more you do it, the more you'll enjoy that experience. And a lot going on tonight, and you should certainly head on over there because the Carolina Million is coming up, and this has been a fun GPP for me to chase. I love the live final. I love that it's a little bit smaller than we have on some of the other sites, so we're really fighting for these 12 spots, and this week it's the 222 version. But you might say to yourself, Dan, love Fantasy Draft, love you, but 222 is out of my bankroll, and last thing I ever want to do is to tell anybody to play outside of their bankroll. So what we're doing in Fantasy Draft is doing for you tonight is a $1 guaranteed overlay satellite for you tonight. They're going to be throwing in five additional $222 tickets. So that's $1,100 in prizes that they are contributing to this $1 GPP that's happening over on Fantasy Draft today. So max entries on this one is 33. And very simple. You just have to click a link. We've got it on our front page. We've got it in our forum. And you can basically play that $1 tournament. And I'm telling you, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're playing Daily Fantasy, $1 is within the level of your bankroll. Because if it's not, then I don't know why you're listening to me. Okay, unless you really like the sexy radio voice. Like, if that's it, okay, whatever floats your boat. But if you want to support the sponsors and do something for me, head on over there and good value on your ticket. And hopefully you can parlay that into a $22 ticket and then turn that into, who knows, a six-figure payout potentially out there. You never know. But check them out, fantasydraft.com. Thanks so much for them. And get in that contest. Again, got to go through the link here on Roto Grinders. I'll be in it. I'm going to fire at it. Absolutely. Why not? Today, though, on the show, we're going to get you set for this Friday slate. Hopefully, last night, you played some people from that game. Oh, the Beer Makers fan. You know, me and Beer have a great time. We've been hosting that show together on XM for years now, and we don't argue a lot, but yesterday, we got into the merits of Thursday Night Football, whether you should play or fade, and happy to say DB finally won an argument there versus him last night. Carlos Hyde, Todd Gurley, basically everyone, Pierre Garcon, Sammy Watkins, both quarterbacks were just fine in that, three touchdowns for Goff, Hoyer had a nice day, so hopefully you had those guys in your teams, because they went absolutely ham, and I'm wondering if this is a precursor to a week where we actually have some real scoring. That was, you know, obviously one of the higher scoring Thursday night games that's ever happened in, I think, football history, but it was nice to see, like, fantasy goodness. It actually reminded me a lot of DFS college football, because he had like 70 points scored or something, so that was pretty cool. But, you know, this week we've got loaded up with content all week long. Just I'll give you a couple leans here before we get into baseball for the week, you know, because I do the Football Guys show on Wednesday, and then obviously doing football throughout the week, and I've start building my lineups. Basically Thursday kind of gets into the start of the Thursday builds. And obviously there's a lot of that, you know, weekend guys in there. So, you know, the way that I've really structured it is like, I'm playing a lot of Andy Dalton over on DraftKings and probably on Fantasy Draft too, because I love AJ Green this week. He's so cheap. And he gets me the other guy that I really like this week, and that's Le'Veon Bell. So to get Le'Veon Bell, I got to punt at the quarterback spot. So I'm playing Andy Dalton, who is not going to go like touchdown list for this year. It's not going to happen. And it's perfect game flow for him to kind of get right. So I've got a handful of Dalton this week. I'm starting to buy in him on this being the week McCaffrey gets it done, gets in the end zone. Is he going to do enough besides that? I don't know. That's the concern there. And he's not a free square by any measure, but I've got some McCaffrey exposure. Obviously, Ajayi's going to be chalk here today. And a couple of names that are underpriced. And again, I've done most of my multi-entering on DraftKings. And I feel like DeSean Jackson and Eric Decker over there are too cheap, especially Decker going against Seattle. I don't think he's going to be the one that's facing Richard Sherman here. And you know, with no Corey Davis in that lineup, you know, it's going to take a few games for him to build that rapport with Mariota. We just saw Sammy Watkins here, third game, go off. And I don't know if Decker's going to go for 102, but I don't think it's an impossibility for him to find the end zone once. If he does it twice, you're in really good shape. He's like 4K over there. So he's a guy that I'm a little bit interested in on the value side of things that's kind of being overlooked. You know, everybody's talking about like Rashard Higgins. And, you know, JM's column, which, by the way, you can download and listen to my, again, sexy radio voice as I read that to you. But I thought he made a good point was, like, shouldn't we maybe cool it a little bit on Higgins? This guy, like, didn't even make the active roster a couple of weeks ago. And now suddenly, you know, we're looking at a guy who's going to garner really heavy ownership. And I think it's a pretty valid concern. This isn't like J.J. Nelson last week. J.J. Nelson's been a good player in the league for a while, just was lacking opportunity, got the opportunity, and kind of went off. Rashard Higgins has never been a particularly great NFL player. Nice college player, not a great NFL player. So a guy like Decker, who has a track record and building more rapport, and another guy who's kind of going to have maybe a more important role with Corey Davis sideline. And then DeSean Jackson, just a little too cheap. So those are some value spots that I'm using at wide receiver. Jack Doyle, think he's chalk this week, but I'm going to eat the chalk with him in a lot of spots. And, you know, team defense is tough. It is really tough this week to you know, obviously Pittsburgh seems like a good spot. If you're playing the 9:30 games, I don't mind Jacksonville this week. This Baltimore team is without one of their top linemen. I don't think Buck Allen's just going to run through them the same way Derrick Henry did. I think Jacksonville, again, the homer maybe in me talking, but I think they get it back this week. And not that I'm interested in really anybody on their offense. I mean, you can make a case for Fournette or an underpriced Marquise Lee, but I think this is a grinded out game for them, and they'll win in a close one this week. So I think they go 2-1. So I'm making that bold call. Yes, Jags homer right here. So yeah, and that's, you know, and that's kind of the build that I'm looking at. If you're playing FanDuel, it's obviously AJ Green this week. He's way too cheap. I guess you could go for the you know, the fade in GPPs, but you know, if you said that about Ty Montgomery last week, you regretted it. If you said it about Zach Ertz the week before, you regretted it. So sometimes guys are mega chalk for a reason, and he's just way too cheap over there. So that's one thing that stood out. So those are some of the guys I'm kind of looking at heading into the weekend. And yeah, so we'll see. Should be exciting. Should be fun to watch day of football on Sunday. All right, let's get into baseball though for today, because we're grinding it out. We're entering this fantasy draft guaranteed overlay contest, and we got to start out with some pitchers for you today. Who are we rolling out there? You know, a bunch of the models that I look at this morning when I do my prep, throwing Rich Hill out there as the top play, potentially price per point on the slate. He's 18K on Fantasy Draft, 9,400 on DraftKings, and 9,500 on FanDuel. I'm all right with him. I mean, it's San Francisco, a team that does not boast a particularly strong lineup. He's a, you know, very strong favorite here at minus 220 at home. But my problem is, Samardzija has been pretty good. 20 DraftKings points in three of his last four starts. Yeah, Dodgers are in. They're coasting. You know, Rich Hill, is he going to pitch five innings in this game? Like, it's just, he needs a lot to go right, I think, for him to have a huge, huge day today. And he doesn't need to have a huge day in your cash games, I suppose. He just has to have a safe day. And he probably should be able to get there against this San Francisco team. But there's a lot of pitchers today. So I don't feel like, you know, he is an automatic here at 9,400. I think some of this is going to depend on how much you really want to pay up for bats today. Because if you want to pay up, there's a lot in this, you know, 7, 8K range that are desirable. And even guys in like that, you know, really high-end range that I do kind of like tonight. So, I mean, do I like him better than like Tanaka at like 10-4 on draft or 10-3 on DraftKings? Yeah, I probably do. I think, do I like him better than Bauer at 9K against Seattle? Yeah, I do. I think the argument starts happening when you look at a guy like John Gray today. 8,900. Huge ballpark upgrade for him going out there to Petco. Just faced these guys the other day. Gave us a 36 FanDuel point, 23.45 DraftKings and Fantasy Draft point performance. Another guy who doesn't always pitch particularly deep into games, but he's been solid. He has not allowed more than three earned runs since July the 19th. So, and, you know, the K upside, 7, 10, 3, 6, 7, 6, 6. It's kind of where he's been over a K an inning for sure. And I love him against San Diego. Now, San Diego's been hitting the ball a little bit better over the last couple weeks. So there is a small concern there. But here's the other thing to look at. Let me see what Vegas has this number. Yeah, they've got the Rockies at minus 160 on the road here. Jordan Lyles, who's pitching for San Diego, he could be in a world of hurt here in this matchup. If you look at his weighted OBA, lefties, 71 games, he's got a 4.33 wOBA against lefties, and he's going to have one of the best in the league there in Charlie Blackmon leading off. 3.31 against righties, so it's not like it's particularly that great. Anyway, 2.46 ISO, so yeah, like I am fine trying to get some of those big lefty bats. Maybe even Cargo, I guess, could be in play. Again, I haven't followed the Rockies too much. He's been pretty terrible most of this season, but this could be a spot potentially where we want to get to Cargo in our lineups. Let's see real quick. He hasn't been terrible. Hits in four of his last five games. He's playable. Looking at the logs, yeah, not bad. We can roll him out there today. But I just think that's more reason John Gray is in play. I think he's good chance to pick up those win points today. So he's going to be one of the top price per dollar points or plays for me. We've got, you could look at Samardzija as well against the Dodgers. I'm not in love with it, again, because I think the Dodgers can still hit. But he's 7-6, and again, like I said, three of his last four, he's been over 20 DraftKings fan draft points. And, he had a dud, I guess, against the White Sox, but where he gave up four home runs. But that's really an outlier over the last, pretty much the entire season with him. So I feel like he's a kind of a safe play, but maybe not the upside that we're looking for. But he's cheap at 7,600. Another name that I do like today, and I know that he feels overpriced. On FanDuel, he's 10-1. DraftKings, 12-1. Fantasy Draft, he's 23-4. But, you know, Zach Greinke's locked in right now, and he's pitching deep into games, which we love. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4 consecutive 20 DraftKings points or more starts for him against San Francisco, Colorado, Dodgers. So, and that Colorado start was in Coors. So it's not like he is necessarily played Our Lady of the Worthless here. So against Miami, I looked at the track record here. Ichiro is like the only guy who's ever done well against Greinke in his career. Obviously, that's a ballpark downgrade or upgrade for Miami, but it doesn't worry me too much here. I think we can pay up. There's a clear spot for value bats today on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, and maybe even on on FanDuel as well, where I feel like they thought that Jim Palmer was pitching today and then realized, oh, it's Ubaldo, but we made the salaries already. So, you know, we're gonna price them up like they're facing Jim Palmer. And you know what the sad thing is by me saying that? There's probably millennials listening to this podcast right now who are like, who the F is Jim Palmer? And I just sit here being an old grump shaking my head saying, no, these young whippersnappers. But yeah, Tampa bats today. Definitely interesting. So I think you can make him work. And, you know, he's minus 235 favorite. He's stronger favorite than we have Rich Hill. And you got Adam Conley. You got a lefty going into Arizona to face the likes of, I don't know, AJ Pollock, Paul Goldschmidt, JD Martinez, Chris Iannetta. That's not really a recipe for a particularly good day, I think. Those guys apparently can't hit on the road, but at home, they're pretty much monsters. So, yeah, I'm definitely interested in the Arizona bats and Zach Greinke today as a pitcher. There could be some people clamoring for Brandon Woodruff. He's been okay for the Brewers, and he's cheap, but I don't see him making my builds today. I don't think you have to go there. He's 6.3 on DraftKings. Moderate everywhere, pretty much across the industry, but I'm not chasing that one. So that's a hard pass for me. Jason Hamill versus the White Sox. Maybe if he hasn't given up 21 hits over the last two games or 30 hits over the last three games, I might give him some consideration. But guess what? He has. He hasn't had a 20 DraftKings point performance since Boston on July the 30th. So there's just no upside. The price is terrible. He's facing the White Sox, which is interesting, but that's got a high total. Royals White Sox has a higher total than Arizona and Miami in, you know, Arizona. So that should tell you something, that what you might need to know about that game. So, I don't think I'm doing that with Jason Hamill today. I don't think we need to do that. And that's kind of it. So I think I will play some Rich Hill. I'm not against Samardzija. I mean, if I'm scripting 100 lineups, yeah, he'll be in the script. See, my cash games, I don't think so. I think it's either Rich Hill, Gray, Greinke, you know, mix those three up however you like. And that's probably the way that I'm going to be playing it here today. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a Trevor Bauer guy, you know, and he hasn't been bad, you know. He's actually been pretty darn good. All things considered, but I'm just, you know, I'm not a guy who plays Trevor Bauer. He definitely has 20 point upside, no doubt about it. He's done it a lot. He's 9K on the road in Seattle. I guess you could absolutely probably throw him in your scripts today if you're scripting things up. Definitely enough upside. The price is not too outrageous, because I want to say the problem I had with Bauer lately. Let me see here. I thought he was more expensive than he has been, but I guess he's been in the mid, I guess he had a few 9.8, 9.2, 9.2, like when he was in the 8K, 7K range, you're fine playing him, but gets into that 9K range like he is tonight, it's a little bit, not excited about it. So, all right, enough on pitching. Let's get to the bats today. We'll break it down by position. You're playing fantasy draft, you know the rules, you know the setup, no need to play a catcher over on Fantasy Draft. But we do on DraftKings, we do on FanDuel, and a couple of names that we obviously need to look at today at this position. And, you know, you got Chris Iannetta versus a lefty. He's 2,400 over there on FanDuel. That's like a gimme price. On DraftKings, he's like 3,600. So, you know, if you're stacking that game up, even if you're not stacking that game up, that guy looks like a top flight option for us tonight. If you're not on Rich Hill, you get Buster Posey. Is this right? Buster Posey on DraftKings is 2,600. That's interesting. 5,200 on Fantasy Draft. And I realize, like, you know, he's kind of not had the best year, but he's still been good against lefties, an ISO over 2. a weighted OBA of almost 400 and an average of 328. So, like, this is the hand in this split you want for Buster Posey. He's basically free. So, but the ownership actually might not be that high because I think a lot of people could play Rich Hill today. So, in your non-Rich Hill lineups, it's doubling the leverage. You're fading Hill and you're getting Buster Posey, and you're hoping he does something good. So, certainly nice value on him today. I don't mind Chirinos at 3-3. Hate the lineup order, but just really brings you a lot of power to that catcher position. A 250 isolated power against righties this season with a 338 WOBA. But he bats ninth, so you're probably only playing him in your GPP contest today and hoping for the best. You know, Gary Sanchez, you could actually, this is a day where you could make him work. You know, there's not that 14-gay pitcher. If you're not on Greinke today, you could easily get Gary the Goat in there against Marco Estrada. I don't hate the play at all. At 4-8, just a matter of whether you want to pay up to that level. I typically don't do that. But I think a day like today, you absolutely can. And if you're not on Samardzija or Yasmani Grandal, batting fifth, 3,500. And he's got a pretty good track record. I think he's like 6-for-9 or something against Samardzija. It's pretty small sample size, but at least some success there. Bats, you know, good spot in the order. And he doesn't kill your salary cap. Just 3,500 over on DraftKings today. I think he's even cheaper. Yeah, 2,600 over on FanDuel. So I don't mind him in this spot here tonight. All right, let's move on to first base. And again, you got some flexibility with a guy like Buster Posey. He is first base eligible. So if you want to play him over there, you absolutely can. But let's start talking about some of these Rays bats that are ridiculously underpriced. And Lucas Duda, a lefty, versus Ubaldo Jimenez. And let's go to our little page here where we've got our pitchers, we've got our splits of versus handedness of hitter, and you do it lefty splits, and oh no, it doesn't bode well for Ubaldo today. 431 WOBA, a 332 ISO, and on top of that, he's got to face five left-handed bats in this lineup today for Tampa, and they're all cheap, Duda being one of them. So, yeah, he really is popping on kind of the projection side of things at first base. And, you know, if you're playing cash games, I think you got to give him a long look at just 3,500. But there's a lot of, like, really moderate prices here at first base. You know, we still got Miggy. I know. Roll your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. I don't blame you, okay? He does have hits in three straight games. He is dirt cheap. It's Kendall Graveman. Don't roll your eyes too much. Just a little bit. Like, give me Duda over him for 100 more. But if you're looking for a pivot, you've got him. You've got Joey Gallo. And by the way, sorry, Cabrera gets Gibson. Gallo has Graveman. He's 3-7, so he is another guy to kind of take a look at potentially here today. Let's see. You know, I'm going to make a... I gotta talk about this before I forget. I'm probably not going to sit here and tout Mets today, okay? Because you don't tout Mets. Like, that's not a winning strategy. But, somehow the Mets have a 4.5 run total and are a minus 138 favorite against the Nationals. That should tell you all you need to know about Edwin Jackson on the mound today. So that guy's not good. He gave it up last time. I mean, the Mets with Nori Aoki, you know, Old Man Reyes, Asdrubal Cabrera, Dominic Smith, Darno, Nemo, Rosario, Lagares. That lineup shouldn't be favored versus me, probably on the mound. Well, maybe me, but that should tell you something about, like, the upside with these bats today. And they're cheap. I mean, you can obviously, you look at the fantasy draft salaries. Is there anybody, 7-5 is the highest salary, and that's on Jose Reyes. I'd never pay that for Jose Reyes. But on fantasy draft, every guy is under 7K. So they might be interesting, like, fillers for you. Like, if you need that cheap guy, maybe you just look at a Met. Find me a Met who's cheap and put him in there on fantasy draft or on DraftKings today. Do you stack them up? I mean, I don't know. If it's a $3, you know, 20,000 entry tournament, like, yeah, maybe you throw them in your, if you got 20 stacks, you put them in two. But that's the Vegas, like, something doesn't look right today because Robert Gesellman is not a great pitcher. The Nats still can hit. I mean, you got Turner, Worth is healthy, Murphy, Zim, Rendon. Like, it's a pretty good lineup there for the Nationals, and they're dogs. They're dogs tonight. So that's the Vegas is sending me a sign type game. You know, don't sleep on the Mets, and I can't believe I'm uttering those words. Okay, let's get back to it, though. I think Brandon Moss today against Ronaldo Lopez could be an upside play for us because, again, this has got a really high total, 9.5, as high as anyone on the slate. And Moss is just like the perfect GPP guy. Either, you know, he gets you a home run or he strikes out three times. Like, that's kind of what you're looking at. And, he's not been bad here. Last 10 games, he's given you hits in 9 of 10. Actually, 8 of 10. So, not bad for a guy like Brandon Moss who, you know, has those very wide splits when it comes to how good or bad he can be. Logan Morrison against Ubaldo Jimenez, obviously a lot more expensive than Duda, but is going to drive a lot less ownership on DraftKings today because most people are probably going to go to Duda. But, hey, this guy obviously has a good bit of power. Hasn't been hitting the ball very well, though. In fact, looking at the he's got, you know, let's see, 0 for 3, 0 for 4, 0 for 3, 0 for 3, 1 for 4, 0 for 3. Nothing will turn your slump around more than maybe large women and, of course, Ubaldo Jimenez. So maybe this is the day for Logan Morrison to get going, but we'll have like 4-1 ownership on Duda to Lomo tonight. So GPP players, take that information and do what you want. Paul Goldschmidt, if you're paying down, he's awesome. I love him today. He should smash. Wouldn't be surprised to see him hit a home run today against Adam Conley. Lefty at home against Goldschmidt. You know the drill. All right. I think those are probably the guys that I'm looking at most today. You mentioned Joey Gallo a little bit. Let's see. Yeah, Duda. So, yeah, I think that kind of covers it. Oh, Jose Abreu, too. Again, Jason Hamill has just been dreadful here lately. And yeah, I mean, Jose Abreu, you know, he's a strong gentleman who can send the ball a really long way. You look at the salaries, 4K on DraftKings, 76 over on Fantasy Draft. Don't hate him here today. Double digits in 1, 2, 3, 4 of his last 7 games, so not terrible. All right, let's move on to the next position for us. It's going to be second base. And let's get my models back up. And Daniel Murphy today, really cheap, I think, on FanDuel. Let me look at this because I make lineups on multiple sites. Yeah, 3,600 on FanDuel, 4K DraftKings, 78 on Fantasy Draft. I do like that Fantasy Draft number a lot. Under 8K over there for Murphy against Gesellman, like 380 WOBA, 217 ISO. Sign me up for that one. I called Odor the other night. Hopefully I had him. You know, I might have whiffed on a bunch of the plate IQ, but one I definitely hit on was Rougned Odor and Mookie Betts. Those guys had really nice games against, you know, this matchup today against Erasmo Ramirez. Erasmo, another guy who, again, look at his splits this year, or not even this year, last 97 starts, so big sample. 409 weighted OBA to lefties, 293 ISO to lefties. That's why Joey Gallo popped. That's why Erasmo Ramirez, Rougned Odor is going to pop for us a little bit today, too. So put him on your list. I always wondered this, too. When people listen to this show, they just, like, listen while they drive, or do people actually, like, take notes on what I'm doing? I'd be curious to know that. Like, oh, Dan talked about this guy, and then, you know, have that part of their lineup building. Or is it just simply consuming, and when you're building your lineups, you say, I think I remember Dan saying something like that. Just kind of curious, because I can't see what you do, how you consume what we do here. So I thought I'd throw that out there. One of those days, my brain, it's the weekend's almost here. I think there's extra pep in my step today. I'm feeling it. All right. Excuse me. Let's get to
A few other second basemen for you that that are standing out for me. See, we get Brian Dozier today on the pay-up. He's at 5,200. And, you know, he's one of the best power second basemen we have. He gets a lefty in Daniel Norris. And his numbers, you know, have always been good versus lefties. This season, though, for Dozier, no exception. 418 in the weighted OBA, 287 in the ISO, 10 home runs. So, against Daniel Norris is not even particularly good. Yeah, Brian Dozier, if you can manage to pay up and get him into your lineups, I can absolutely endorse that play. Let's see. Kinsler's been swinging pretty good bat against Kyle Gibson. We like him better versus lefties, but because, you know, 298 wOBA, that's not great for a leadoff hitter. Price is right at 3,800, but, you know, we'll probably pass on him today. Let's see. Anybody else for us that we want to look at? Altuve is always fine. Brandon Drury, again, another righty versus lefty there. In a good ballpark. Price, though, is a little bit high on him today, so he's not a gimme. But again, price per dollar options. Odor today. Murphy today. Maybe this is an Asdrubal spot, too. You know, we talked a little bit about the Mets. So maybe a one-off Asdrubal. All right, let's get it going over to third base for us here tonight. And again, Joey Gallo, talked about him at first. He certainly fits the build as well over at third base, depending on what you want to do over at first. But you got the flexibility on fantasy draft. He's infield eligible, or he's utility eligible. So you can certainly get him in with a number of those first basemen. Let's see. Adrian Beltre today, 3-8 against Kendall Graveman. And by the way, I just realized Kendall Graveman, I made this whole big thing about Erasmo Ramirez facing lefties, and he's not facing Texas. He's facing Cleveland. So throw that whole 30 seconds to 1 minute out the window. But yeah, Adrian Beltre, and Odor's fine there against Kendall Graveman as well for the cheap price that he's at. Beltre 3-8. For us today, Rendon against Gesellman. Again, that line just doesn't feel right to me, even though I said the Mets side of it. But, yeah, you know, he's fine today at 4-1. You've got the pay-ups. If you wanted to go to Arenado tonight, you know, we love him versus lefties. That's the handiness that he just absolutely crushes. And it does make it a little bit tough to pay 10-8. For a guy in San Diego, but Jordan Lyles isn't very good. So if you want to stack that up, you're going to need to pay down for pitching, but you're never really doing it wrong if you ever want to roster him. But Freddie Freeman, you know, he's the one guy, too, at 5,500 on DraftKings that is in an exceptional spot here today and, you know, hit a home run a couple days ago. Starting to get hot with the bat if you look at that game log. 55 on DraftKings, another 10-8 on Fantasy Draft. I mean, unless I'm stacking, probably would prefer Freeman over Arenado if I'm going that high, but probably not going that high. I mean, Mike Moustakas, I think you look price per dollar for him a little bit on Fantasy Draft. You said those other guys were 10-8. Well, he's 8K over on Fantasy Draft. It gets Lopez. High total, and yeah, I mean, this guy's a really good hitter. What's this note say? It says, Moustakas sets new Royals home run record. So the most homers Moustakas has ever hit was 22, and he broke Steve Balboni's record. Way to go, Moose. Man, Steve Balboni. When he is your record holder for home runs, yikes. So, yeah, but I like him tonight, for sure. I talked about the hot bat of Castellanos the other night, and he hit a home run. And guess what? He's only a couple of days since. Did have an 0-for-4 against Minnesota, but I don't think he's suddenly not hot anymore. So, 3,900 on DraftKings, 7,600 on Fantasy Draft. Don't mind him over at your third base spot. Machado's fine. He's expensive, but he's fine. Yeah, I think that's what we got going there. Man, I'm still disappointed in myself that I messed up the whole Erasmo Ramirez against the Rangers. Somebody
actually, many of you listening right now are probably like, Dan, when I was saying that, like, it's totally off base. Well, at least I caught it. Right, let's get to the second base position. See, that's the thing. When you do a podcast by yourself, there's nobody here to hold me accountable for my F-ups, which are inevitable. When you talk by yourself for as long as I do all week long, there's going to be screw-ups. But that's all right. You know what? It happens. Second base today. Again, you could look out in Colorado today. You've got potentially Adam Rosales at like 2,600 on DraftKings. We also have Asdrubal Cabrera, 3,500. That's probably the spot you want to play Asdrubal, I think, today. If you're going to play him, would be at shortstop, which is a rough, rough position. My boy Carlos Correa, one of my favorite players. I need to get Carlos Correa jersey, even though he's 0 for his last 10. I do always like him, but man, I don't know. Tough situation with the family out there in Puerto Rico. His mind might be elsewhere. Let's see. Again, this is not an easy spot today. You could go Lindor against Erasmo if you want, but 5,300 at this position is pretty big. Marcus Semien versus Nick Martinez. Oh, 4,400 on DraftKings. Give me like AK on fantasy draft. 87. Ugh. I mean, I haven't talked much about Oakland here, but Nick Martinez isn't great, and that team's hitting the ball pretty well. Matt Olson, he's kind of good. Pretty good. Not bad. All right. So, yeah, I think I'm going to play Asdrubal today. For us at this position. 3,500 versus Edwin Jackson. That's it. Dare I say Asdrubal hits a home run tonight? I mean, I guess he had one 4 days ago, but you know what? What the hell? Asdrubal Cabrera takes Edwin Jackson deep tonight. Boom. There you go. Tweet at me if it happens. All right, last spot for us is going to be the outfield, and here we can get some Rays really on the cheap tonight. And, you know, Corey Dickerson for me is like a plug and play at just 2,600. And I know his production has fallen off. He got off to a wicked hot start. Seemingly always does. But we talked about the splits Baltimore's Ubaldo. Really good. Bat seventh, that doesn't really worry me too much. So he's a guy that I absolutely love tonight. Going to be rolling him in majority of my cash lineups here today. Price per dollar-wise, there's some cheap guys out here. We got Worth at 3-1, that makes sense. Chu at 3-5, that makes some sense. Polanco against Michael Wacha at just 2.8. And I know Polanco never seems to actually do anything for us. Man, he feels cheap against Michael Wacha. Billy Hamilton off of the disabled list. And if he is in the lineup tonight, I think he's a guy you can consider. He's underpriced at 7,200 on fantasy draft, 36 on DraftKings. And he's facing Rick Porcello. And Porcello is a guy who obviously was good last year. I don't think he's particularly great right now. And we know the upside that he brings. I don't love paying that 4K price, that 9K price on fantasy draft for Billy Hamilton. But when you get him, you know, 8 and under or 3,500 or less, the upside is just built in right there. Pollock, JD Martinez, elite spots. Seemingly AJ Pollock wins Devo, Canevo, our producer money every single night. So I might be stacking that team up in a few spots today, no doubt about it. But JD is probably the top, like, overall hitter if you had to have one today at home against the lefty Conley. Brandon Moss, talked about him at first base. I'm fine with him kind of in the outfield as well. Let's see. Chris Davis, 8,400 is his salary on fantasy draft. Again, nice matchup for Oakland's bats tonight. So if you want to jam him in your team, you can do it. I didn't talk much about the Red Sox. Not in love with them today. So Benintendi, he's 9,300 is a big price to pay for him. I think I would rather look elsewhere. Chu on fantasy draft, 6,900. Nice little price on him. And there you go. That's what we got going for us here tonight. Good luck in your contest. Check it out over there on Fantasy Draft. You will see me. I will have lineups in that one. And hopefully we'll definitely be seeing me in the Carolina Million qualifier on Sunday. Hopefully I can win that sucker. Feel like I had an opportunity last week and just blew it. So try not to blow it this week. Thanks so much for listening, boys and girls. I've been doing this podcast for, God, looked at it the other day, 2011. I think we got this thing started. So it's been a lot of years and still love doing it. Hopefully you guys love listening. And I'll return on Monday. We'll recap the week. Look to Monday baseball. Final couple weeks of baseball. It's almost over. It's a grind. And then we get NBA. And here's good news for you. NBA starts early this year. That's right. 2 weeks earlier than normal, like the 15th of October as opposed to like the 30th of October. They're spreading the season out a little bit, less back-to-backs. And more than anything, you know who loves it more than anything? The sites. That's right. More money for them to make in daily fantasy hoops contests. So that's a boon to the industry and a boon for us content providers. Or you could have said, I could have really enjoyed an entire month off of not having to have a daily grind, but instead it's just a little 2 weeks off here, the first couple of days of the month. But we are going to be back on Monday. Enjoy yourself. Check us out on the Daily Fantasy Football Podcast, the Morning Grind Podcast. Those guys do an awesome job. Make sure you leave them a review. Get their YouTube rankings up. Leave a review for this one. Leave one for the football podcast. And Grinders Live, you know what? Every platform you can think of. We're now streaming via the Twitter machine. That's right, Periscope. We've managed to figure that out, so you can watch it on Periscope. You can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it on Twitch. You can watch it on the RG page. You can listen to it. Any which way you want to consume the media here at RG, we're making it available to you. So I'm out. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you once again on Monday. Good luck this weekend, and we will see you.